It's time for Hoag Health Radio. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Greetings to you and welcome to our show. So glad you could take a few minutes and join us today. On our show, our guest is Dr. Linda Alamadadian. She's an internal medicine physician in Irvine, California. And the hot topic today is something I think we're all interested in, successful aging. Welcome, Dr. Alamadadian.
Thank you.
How would you define successful aging? For you seem to believe there's actually a way of achieving it.
I believe that what we need to focus on is as an individual ages, we're looking at adapting to the changes that come along with aging as far as physical abilities and bringing in the healthy living and physical activity and social engagement and positive mental attitude that brings along a great successful aging process.
Sure. Now, those are some of us look at our mothers and think, you know, they've done it perfectly, just gracefully let time take its toll while trying to maintain a good attitude about gravity and all the other indignities and factors that work on us as we age. But there, of course, are also those of us who will fight tooth and nail for the chance to stop or even reverse the aging process. Which category do you fall into?
Well, I think, sort of a balance of both in that certainly there is a process of, going through the aging process. But as we're going along, we can do things that will help benefit the body and mental attitude and kind of, enhance aging. We will all age, but it's how we age that will make the difference in our quality of life.
And what are some of those factors?
Well, the factors that clearly have been demonstrated in different studies are, first, physical activity. As we age, physical activity seems to become even a more important factor in healthy living. And basically, it's shown that moderate activity is just as well as strenuous activity.
Great.
And also, it's, the other thing that would be wonderful is to adjust the physical activity to the aging process. For example, someone may have been doing basketball as one of their activities in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
And as the joints start experiencing the aging process, we may be changing to a less strenuous and less impactful type of exercise.
Like maybe power walking or something.
Correct.
Like that. Okay. Well, isn't just about any exercise for any length of time a good thing, even if it's just for a few minutes every day?
Certainly. Of course, ideal would be to have about at least a half hour of exercise at least three times a week. That would be ideal. But any activity has a benefit over inactivity.
Okay. Now, I know that my mom goes to a class in her facility where she lives, and they do, in chairs, light weights with the arms. And some twisting, so they get some core activity there.
Certainly. Basically, the idea of physical activity is also to keep up energy and stamina and the resilience of the individual and decrease the aches and pains.
Now, everybody says that you do crossword puzzles to keep your mind sharp. But what actually happens physically to your mind when you really dig in and you really have to think?
Well, the idea there also is that you're sort of experiencing mental activity. So studies have shown that people who are engaged, and whether it's through employment, volunteer work, social activities, that the cognitive sharpness is much greater than people that become withdrawn from general activity and interaction. So
yeah,
social interaction has quite a bit of impact on that.
So you definitely deal with a spiritual angle here. It's not enough to just go to bingo night once a week.
Correct.
Getting that full circle of community involvement is really important.
Basically, the ideal would be someone with a positive mental attitude who is doing physical activity along with their friends.
Right.
The benefits there are double.
Are there other advances in holding back the years you'd like to talk about?
The other things that would, of course, come into play are healthy eating, ideally a Mediterranean diet, currently the most popular version of that is the South Beach diet,
mm-hmm.
and breathing properly, having a good sleep pattern, and of course, you know, keeping up with preventive care and following up if there is any chronic conditions,
mm-hmm.
Making sure that those are properly taken care of. And then, of course, we all like to stay younger, feel younger, and potentially look younger, mm-hmm. meaning that, you know, that's the first thing that every person sees in the mirror every day. So there's
right.
things to do as far as taking care of the skin, making sure that we wear sunscreen and we drink enough water, we get enough sleep.
What is enough water? Is it the 8 glasses a day, or has that changed?
8 glasses a day, certainly.
Okay.
And, of course, alcohol moderation. Hopefully we haven't smoked, or if we were smoking before, we've quit smoking. So those all play into successful aging, if you will.
I see that you're willing to get specific, mentioning the Mediterranean and the South Beach diet. So I'm going to go out on a limb and ask this question from Joan in Seal Beach. She wants to know if you could recommend just one supplement that actually works. You hear a lot of talk about CoQ10 and fish oil these days. Do you have any recommendations?
Well, ideal would be, you know, as far as energy goes, the B complexes would certainly help.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as taking care of skin, zinc and copper, and you know, so ideally a multivitamin that covers all of those would be a wonderful way. I still always recommend that people have a well-rounded, nutritious diet with lots
mm-hmm.
of fruits and vegetables,
yeah.
because that's the best.
Always better to get the vitamins from the food and the drinks and the juices.
Exactly.
All right. Do you treat patients who are suffering from depression because of aging?
Certainly. Unfortunately, sometimes we have patients that have lost a family member or spouse or significant other, have lost connection with friends who are no longer with us, or have family who's far away. And so those are become issues. And those are the kind of patients that we try to get involved with community activities and senior centers, and so that there is a sense of connectedness with the community, and basically try to encourage them to realize old dreams, get involved with new things, try new activities,
mm-hmm.
potentially volunteer, and so that we can bring that positive thinking back into their life so that they can have a positive mental attitude.
Isolation, then, is a huge factor in aging.
Certainly, certainly.
Now, of course, our listeners are also wanting expert medical opinions, which you have, on how to prevent bone loss and deterioration, so hopefully they won't need joint replacement or other operations that might speed up the aging process. Any tips?
Sure. Certainly, of course, when speaking of women first, we have to look at the premenopausal stage versus postmenopausal. As while premenopausal, estrogen protects us from developing bone loss. We still need to be looking at calcium supplementation, ideally also intaking food that has calcium, and vitamin D plays a role. And
mm-hmm.
in this area, even though we have great sunshine, what has happened is we've done a very good job of campaigning against sun damage. And so sometimes still we find patients who have vitamin D deficiency because
okay.
they're not in the sun enough. And so
okay.
that's something to bring up with your physician and be tested for, so that we make sure that there's enough calcium and vitamin D that will help in preserving our bones.
And there's a way to get sunshine without ruining your skin as well.
Exactly, certainly. And, of course, after menopause, then the question is what route we take in order to preserve the bones, whether it's the bisphosphonates, which are very popular and have now become available on a once a month dosage and make it very convenient, or if there's other issues there that would warrant hormone replacement therapy.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, now we have wonderful new things like Reclast and Boniva.
Exactly.
That can help some people.
Yes.
So we're in a brave new world.
Certainly.
If you could tell me one reason you think 60 is the new 40, I'd be grateful.
Well, I think that we're more engaged now, and healthy living has become much more of a priority, and people are striving to eat better and exercise and keep engaged and be involved with community activities and keep up with their mental outlook. And that certainly has made 60 the new 40.
Talking with Dr. Linda Alamadadian about successful aging, thank you so much for being on the program.
Of course, my pleasure.
In our upcoming segment, we'll be talking about how to have a good visit with your physician, so definitely call a friend or two and let them in on this excellent information and free medical advice. Also, let them know that Dr. Alamadadian is here to answer your questions. I'm Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. Stay tuned for much, much more ahead.